Okie dokie, Washington football team and the Raiders next. We'll start with Washington. Lead producer, Cole Holcomb. That makes sense. 10 combined tackles, 7 of them solo. 2 passes defended on the day. Mr. Holcomb was in for 100% of snaps. That looks good. We were without Landon Collins this week, so we got more Will Jackson and Bobby McCain. Cameron Curl, though, was in for 100% of snaps and had acceptable game. 4 combined tackles, 3 of them solo, 1 pass defense. That depends on your league, how they score pass defense. So, you know, subjective. Kendall Fuller, though, really good game. 8 solo tackles. Mr. Fuller was in for 98% of snaps and remains a great streaming corner option in all games, basically. Okay, surprise. 3rd producer, Jamin Davis. 6 combined tackles, 5 of them solo, 1 tackle for loss. Mr. Davis saw 90% of snaps played this week. That does make sense. So without Collins, Collins has been playing more of like a linebacker role from what I've read. So it sounds like Davis just kind of moved in and did more of that this week. So I wouldn't count on this long term. You know, when Collins is back, Davis will probably go back down to the playing time he had prior, like 60-ish% of snaps a game. So while this is nice, I wouldn't count on it for the remainder of the season. Bobby McCain, acceptable game, 4 combined tackles, 1 pass defense, 98% of snaps at corner slash safety. James Smith Williams, 0.5 a sack, 4 combined tackles. That's the Chase Young replacement, 75% of snaps played. Casey Tuhill, 61% of snaps played. And I'm not seeing any statistics here. Yeah, nada. So Tuhill remains the worst option of the two. And Sweat is actually getting close to being back. He's a week or two away, Montez Sweat. So if anyone dropped him in your leagues of merit, go check and make sure, because he'll be back soon, and that's a great defensive end option, especially on this depleted defensive line. He'll get a ton of playing time if he comes back, or if and when he comes back. Daron Payne, decent game, 3 solo tackle, 1 tackle for loss. Daron Payne was in for 80% of snaps. Matt Ioannidis landed a sack. First time I've said that all year. Ioannidis was in for 56% of snaps at defensive tackle. Jonathan Allen, 0.5 a sack, 2 tackle assists. He was in for 53% of snaps. Nothing else of note production-wise here. No one really let us down, though. We're looking fairly decent for the guys we rely on. The only thing out of the ordinary here this week is the slight bump to Jamin Davis, but that tracks with the loss of Landon Collins due to injury. I think that returns to normal when Collins comes back. We shall see. You know, if Collins is out again this next week, Davis might be a decent flyer as an LB3-4 in deeper leagues, but that's about it. Nothing else of note here. So let's head over to the Raiders. And as is tradition, Denzel Perryman led the way. 12 combined tackles, 9 of them solo, 1 tackle for loss, 1 QB hit. Mr. Perryman was in for only 70% of snaps, though, and I did see a Q on him, so let's check that. Okay, I just read a bunch of stuff on the from the Raiders beat writers. It sounds like everyone that was injured in this game is considered day-to-day, so Perryman should be okay. We also lost Corey Littleton in this game. I believe that's where Divine Diablo came from here. Diablo still only saw 57% of snaps, but Littleton only saw 34% and was clearly injured and is part of that article. So looks like Diablo stepped in for him. So I wouldn't go chasing that down either, unless, of course, Littleton is out for an extended period. Then it looks like Divine Diablo might be an option. Still, I'm probably not touching that with a 10-foot pole. If it ain't Perryman, I'm not interested over here, straight up. Nate Hobbs, great streaming corner game. 9 combined tackles, 4 of them solo, 1 tackle for loss, 1 pass defense, 1 interception, and a partridge in a pear tree. Hobbs was in for 73% of snaps as corner 3. Facy Sin and Casey Hayward were corners 1 and 2 at 100% of snaps apiece. And let's see how they did. Hayward, acceptable game if your league scores pass defense correct. And Facy Sin, poop game. Just 3 combined tackles, that's it. But yeah, Hobbs has been pretty good lately. It is somewhat scary because his projection remains at zero on most sites, so a lot of people aren't even touching him. But he's been productive. Check out his box score. He remains corner three on the team, but he's playing like 70-ish, 80% of snaps a game against a pass-happy team. That ain't bad. Max Crosby, acceptable game. Four combined tackles, three of them solo, one pass defense, one tackle for loss. That's 6, 7, 10, 11 points in most of my leagues. That's double digits. That ain't bad. Breakdown for pass rush was Crosby 90% of snaps, Ngakoue 81%. Ngakoue, nothing of note, just two tackle assists this week. Trayvon Moehrig, okay game. About the best I've seen out of him this year. Four combined tackles and a pass defense. He was in for 100% of snaps, but remains the deep safety that doesn't do much. Jonathan Abram, three combined tackles, one pass defense, one tackle for loss. He was in for 100% of snaps. Bit of a down game for him. Malcolm Kuntz landed a sack. What's a Malcolm Kuntz? Backup defensive end, 10% of snaps. We can ignore that. Guys that let us down, Yannick. That's about it. Everyone else had a pretty decent game. And there just wasn't a ton of offense in this game. A lot of three and outs, it looks like. Things of note over here. Injuries to Littleton, Perryman, and a couple other guys. Just need to monitor those throughout the week. It looks like Perryman and Littleton should be fine. They're both considered day-to-day, so I think we're good. But keep an eye on it. If they're out, Divine Diablo will see a bump. And KJ Wright will probably see a bump as well. If they're both out, it'll be those two guys. If one is out, it looks like Divine Diablo is the option, according to what I'm seeing here. I don't actually know that. I don't work for the Raiders, but that's what the snaps are telling me. But, yep, that's the Raiders, and that's the football team. That's all we got for these two, so let's keep it moving.